This will be called Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. A live improvised sound collage. There's no way of knowing what will happen. Please let me know if you know what happened.
92 kiloclicks in stereo. A 32K mono version for the third world.
Yeah. heard it today for the first time. It was like my first, radio thing. And it's always extraordinary when you hear one of your things that you've been working on for ages, and you know what it means. And the first time you hear it on the radio, you've got the added weight of knowing that there are millions of other people listening to it as well, so you can get a completely different perspective on it. Every bit of it sort of gets invested with a different meaning. I heard it today for the first time, my first, radio thing. And it's always extraordinary when you hear one of your things that you've been working on for ages, and you know what it means, and you're open about it. And the first time you hear it on the radio, you've got the added weight of knowing that there are millions of other people listening to it as well, so you get a completely different perspective on it. Every bit of it sort of gets invested with a different meaning. Wonder how people would take to hearing this strange voice talking like that. Since there are some aspects of making music that you just never yourself get some of the things that are in the stuff you have done until you hear it yourself on the radio with the knowledge that millions of other people, millions of other ears are listening at the same time. You know the history. I heard it today for the first time. I heard it my first, radio thing this morning. And it's always quite extraordinary when you hear one of your things that you've been working on for ages, and you know what it means, you know everything about it. And the first time you hear it on the radio, you've got the added weight of knowing that there are millions of other people listening to it as well, so you get a completely different perspective on it. Every bit of it sort of gets invested with a different meaning. It's really, really nice to hear the first one on the radio. And wonder how people would take to hearing this strange voice talking about it. There are some aspects of making music that you just never yourself get some of the things that are in the stuff you have done until you hear it yourself on the radio with the knowledge that millions of other people, millions of other ears are listening at the same time. You know the history.
What's wrong? What is it?
First time you hear it on the radio, you have got the added weight of knowing that there are millions. I heard it today for the first time. I had my first of things that we've been working on for ages, you know, and what it means, you know, everything about it.
Goes on inside your skin is inseparable from what goes on outside your skin. You see that, for example, in the science of intelligence, one learns that a human being is not an organism in any environment, but is an organism in a type of environment. That is to say, a unified field of behavior. If you describe carefully the behavior of any organism, you cannot do so without at the same time describing the behavior of the environment. And by that you know that you've got a new entity to study. You are describing the behavior of a unified field. But you must be very careful indeed not to fall into old Newtonian assumptions about the billiard ball nature of the universe. The organism is not the puppet of the environment. Being pushed around by it. Nor, on the other hand, is the environment being pushed around by the organism. The relationship between them is, to use John Dewey's word, transaction.
The universe has to get smaller and smaller in order to escape the investigation. Just as when the telescopes become more and more powerful, the galaxies have to recede in order to get away from the telescopes. Because what is happening in all these investigations is, through us and through our eyes and senses, the universe is looking at itself.
What did they do to you?
And when you try to turn around and see your own head, what happens? See? It runs away. You never get up. You can't bite your own teeth. You can't touch the tip of this finger with the tip of this finger. This is the principle. Shankara explains it beautifully.
Sweet dreams are the only way. But if you dream, 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 dream,
None of this is really happening. This is not what you are hearing. None of what happened today is what happened. This is not what you are listening to or what you have been listening to. You have not been listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, Tuesday nights from 6:30 until 7 p.m. You could not have been listening to the archives online from the past 10 years of shows at the webpage counterfolk.com/last ever. You could not have been sending your comments and your feedback, talking about the pains that you're feeling, to the email address ken@counterfolk.com. I don't think that you were calling to send your feedback more immediately with your voice at 512-472-KOOP. You definitely were not reading about Ken's last ever radio extravaganza at the address counterfolk.com/last ever. None of those things were happening. And this Thursday, between 1 and 3 p.m. on this radio station, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza will be using only Austin-based materials, filling in on around-the-town sounds. All Austin artists have the potential to be featured in an ugly mess of painful beauty on Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. and then back again next Tuesday from 6:30 until 7. Am I in danger of not continuing to survive? Because
the question is, ought I to continue to survive? In other words, must I survive?
Yeah.
None of this has been
if
happening.
If life is serious, then of course I must survive.
If you were listening to KOOP Austin when it switched over at the end of its broadcast day, you would know that the Texas Educational Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated holds the license that the FCC granted for Austin Co-op Radio to broadcast 91.7 MHz and effective radio power 3,000 watts. And we'll go back on the air at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
They mean that he takes his life seriously.
And we're located at 304 East 5th Street in Austin. And our office number is 512-472-1369. And KVRX is what you'll hear abruptly, immediately, any moment now. And then you'll know that you could listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza on the web at counterfolk.com/last ever. Or this Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. You sure didn't want to be listening today. So thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station.
So that when we go into church, laughter is discouraged in the same way as it's discouraged before. This is a serious matter. Everybody has to have the right expression. This is the great, great problem.
You are required to send your feedback to Ken at Counterfolk. Never mind.
Ignore me.